Hey y'all, welcome to Solid Saturdays, where we take a moment just to have a casual conversation that flows from the heart of God. Listen y'all, I get it, it's Saturday, it's the weekend, and you may be in your bed, you may be running errands or preparing to spend time with your loved ones, but since you are here and since you are listening, I want you to get ready and to sit at the edge of your seat because you are about to be inspired. Let's go. Hey y'all, welcome to Solid Saturdays Prayer and Inspiration. I am your host, Tiffany White, and I am so excited today. Why? Because although we are preparing for our next season, I had to come on today and to give you guys this bonus episode. And basically, this episode is just going to encourage you to always honor God. The Lord says, if you honor me, I will honor you. He says that many of you have different business ventures, different goals that you want to reach that you have placed before God. And God says, honor what I have given you. Use what I have given you, and I will honor you. I will open doors for you. But you got to be a good steward over what you already have before that door can be opened. The Bible declares, be faithful over the small, and God will make you ruler over many. So many people are asking to be a ruler over many, and you have failed to be faithful over what you already have, over the small. What does it look like to be faithful over the small? What it looks like is you're giving the attention that whatever that thing that you deem small, you're giving the attention that it needs, that you're stewarding, that you're taking care of it. If you want a better car, take care of the car that you have right now. I'm gonna tell y'all, I didn't get an upgrade in my car until I started taking care of my previous car. When I got this concept that if you honor and be a good steward over what God has already given you, then he will open up doors for the new. That's when I began to see increase in my life. And not only that, it feels good to honor what you already have. You begin to have a new appreciation over what you have. You begin to be grateful. A lot of times we start being ungrateful and we start desiring the new outside of the season, or we start desiring the new prematurely when we become frustrated with what we have because we have not taken care of what we have. Who can be proud of a dirty car? Who can be proud of a dirty house? Who can be proud of their work at their job when they don't do work at their job? Do y'all get what I'm saying? When you don't do first things first and honor what God has already given you, then you have no pride in that thing, that blessing that God has given you. And you prematurely walk out of God's current blessing and think that God is giving you a new blessing when truth is he's not. Even the devil presented Jesus with something that could have been enticing to his human flesh, but it was out of God's timing. The devil is going to present things to you when your flesh is saying that I want more. It's tempting. But what is God saying about your current situation? He's saying, honor what I have given you, and it's going to open up doors. Be faithful over the small, and you will be a ruler over many. Be patient in what you consider as small, and learn to appreciate again what God has given you so that your heart can be prepared and be able to handle the new that God is going to place in your life. That's all that I wanted to tell y'all today. I had to share it. I felt an unction to share it with you guys, so I had to share it. So Father, we thank you for your word that you released over your people. We thank you, God, that you are even preparing the hearts for new, that they're going to be crossing over thresholds. But Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would create in them a new heart, a clean heart, and renew in them a right spirit towards you, Father. Forgive us for not honoring those things that you have given us, for not being faithful over the small, God, so that you can release us into this new season. Father, I pray that they would not be distracted. They would not look to the left or the right, God, but they would keep their eyes focused ahead on you and where you are taking them. I pray for a new focus, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would silence every voice that is not you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I pray right now, God, that you will even remove the clutter from their hearts and their ears so that they can hear you clearly on where you are taking them and what you want to do in them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives And we'll give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe and agree with that prayer, then just shout amen where you are. What amen means? It means it is so. So it is so in your life. I agree with you by faith. Listen, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in for this very short episode, but it needed to be shared. I know that it was for someone. So whoever it was for, write in, let me know. Or you don't have to write in, but I would really love to know if this episode was for you so that I can continue to cover you in prayer. I'm here for ministry, y'all. That's what it's about. All right. If you are on the West Coast of Florida, I want you to meet me in Bradenton, Florida on April 20th. So that's next week. That's Sunday. I'm going to be ministering there, and we're going to be talking about moving from one season to the next, moving from an expired season to the next. What does expiration look like? We're going to talk about it and how to plunge or be launched forward into your next. God is wanting to move us into our next in this time, in this hour. It's necessary that you move into your next. So y'all meet me in Bradenton. The information of where I will be at will be found on my social media pages, which is found in this podcast episode description. So y'all make sure y'all check that out because I would love to see you there. And also, if you haven't gotten Heal Girl yet, I will also be making that available for purchase if you are there. All right. I hope to see you guys there. And I hope that this encouraged you. I hope that you were inspired and you received that powerful prayer and this message that the Lord wanted you to hear. And because we serve such a faithful and wonderful God, you know, that gives me confidence that you did. So you know what that means. I have no doubt that you will surely have a solid Saturday. See you all next time.